Good evening, Sayyidina Amba Boulis. Good evening, my fathers, my brethren. Good evening, everyone. My name is Ramiz Al-Khanagri. I'm going to be your MC. I'm blessed to be your MC for this evening, celebrating the reception of Amba Boulis, the Coptic Orthodox Bishop for Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Canada. So first of all, on behalf of the Coptic Church in Ottawa, I would like to thank everyone attending this evening, especially His Excellency, Mr. Ahmed Abu Zayed, the Ambassador of Egypt in Canada, and his wife, Ms. Aliya El-Sharif, Mr. Sharif Bidair, the Counselor of Egypt Embassy in Canada, and his wife, Mr. Michael Barrett, the Member of Parliament for Leeds, Greenville, Thousand Island, and Rideau Lakes, who's attending tonight on behalf of the Honorable Andrew Scheer, the leader of a Conservative Party of Canada, as well as Madame Mona Fortier, the Member of Parliament for Ottawa-Vanier, Mr. Chandra Arya, the Member of Parliament for Nepean, Mr. John Fraser, the Member of Provincial Parliament of Ontario for Ottawa South, and the interim leader of Ontario Liberal Party, as well as Madame Marie-France Lalonde, the Member of Provincial Parliament for Ontario for Orleans, Mr. Tim Turney, the City of Ottawa Councillor for Beacon Hill, the Serville, who came earlier this evening, as well as the Conservative candidate, Mr. David Betchy, the candidate for Orleans, Monsieur Joël Bernard, candidate for Vernier, and Ms. Carol Clemenhagen, candidate for Ottawa Centre. We'd like also to thank the Most Reverend Christian Reisbeck, the Auxiliary Bishop of Ottawa for the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Ottawa, the Very Reverend Father Ghattas Hajjal, the Dean and Pastor for St. Elias Antiochian Church Orthodox Cathedral in Ottawa, the Very Reverend Shane Parker, the Dean of Anglican Diocese of Ottawa and Rector of Christ Church Cathedral, as well as Reverend Craig Bowers from Christ the Savior Orthodox Church, Father Maxime Lizak from Christ Savior Orthodox Church, and Father Sinai Adamsu from St. Tekla Himanot Ethiopian Orthodox Church, as well as the Subdeacon Brian Butcher from the Ukrainian Greco Catholic Church, and Fadilatul Imam Sami Mitwali. Again, thank you all for attending tonight, this evening, participating in this historical celebration. So, this evening, I will start with the schedule. It will be as follows. We'll have speeches from our special guests for short speeches for 2 to 3 minutes in the following order. So we'll start with His Excellency, the Egyptian Ambassador, Ahmed Abu Zayed, followed by Mr. Michael Barrett, then Madame Mona Fortier, Mr. Chandra Arya, and Mr. John Fraser. Our choir, church choir, will give us will present a song from Psalm 59 about deliver me from my enemies. We'll resume with short speeches again from the Most Reverend Christian Reisbeck, followed by the Very Reverend Abuna Ghattas Hajjal and the Very Reverend Shane Parker, Father Maxime Lizak, and Subdeacon Bri Butcher. The choir of the church will then also present a medley of songs about the Coptic Church. We'll resume after with some speeches from Abuna Ruwais Awad from St. George and St. Ruwais Church in Toronto. Then Abuna Anthony Murad from St. George and St. Anthony Church in Ottawa. And last but not least, Abuna Shnouda Boutros from St. Mary Church in Ottawa, who will be introducing a hymn, E. Agapi, and His Grace Amba Boulis for his speech. After the speech of Amba Boulis will give gifts for everyone. We'll start with our special guests. So we have the ushers will make sure to get each row to come and get the gift from Amba Boulis, and then everyone, the usher will organize that. Everyone will come from the sides to the middle aisle, get the gift from Amba Boulis, then leave from the back door. After you leave from the back door of the church, on this side of the church, there will be refreshment and finger foods for everyone. Thank you. So we'll start now with the speech from His Excellency, Mr. Ahmed Abu Zayed, the Ambassador of Egypt.
His Grace Bishop Bolus, Bishop of Eastern Canada, Fathers of the Coptic Orthodox Churches across Canada, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor to be among you today, along with my wife and members of the Egyptian Embassy in Ottawa, to witness such a unique and special spiritual event. It was of particular delight to receive your gracious invitation to join today's celebration. It's a true manifestation of the cordial relation that bonds the Egyptian Embassy in Ottawa with the Coptic community in Canada. Allow me on this occasion to welcome His Grace Bishop Bolus to Ottawa and congratulate him on his ordination as Bishop of Eastern Canada, the first ever Coptic Orthodox Bishop over Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Canada. This is indeed a great opportunity, a great responsibility that has been bestowed on His Grace by His Holiness Pope Tuadros II of Alexandria and the Patriarch of the See of the Saint Mark, an assignment that reflects a great level of confidence of His Grace in overseeing the congregations in Eastern Canada, and the great role that requires a great leader. I'm confident that His Grace Bishop Bolus will bring new impetus to the Coptic Church in Canada. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I'm always keen to participate in events that gather the Egyptian Coptic community in Canada, a community that I feel proud to serve for what it represents as a notable example of how immigrant populations can truly create a better life for themselves, their homeland, and the society they live in. Since my arrival to Canada back in October last year, I have witnessed the genuine and active contributions and initiatives of the Coptic community in Canada. I have also sensed a sincere passion and desire to serve our beloved country and continuous will to cooperate with the embassy in this endeavor. I look forward to your further participation and initiatives in serving our beloved country, Egypt. نيافة الأنبا بولس، السادة أباء الكنيسة، السيدات والسادة، أشكركم جميعا مرة أخرى على دعوتي لحضور هذه الاحتفالية الهامة والخاصة. أشارككم وطاقم السفارة المصرية في كندا الترحيب بنيافة الأنبا بولس في مقره الدائم بالعاصمة أوتوا، وأؤكد لنيافته ولجميع أباء الكنيسة القبطية الأرثوذكسية أنكم ستجدون السفارة المصرية دائما إلى جانبكم تعمل معكم وبكم لدعم مصرنا الحبيبة ورفعتها وسلامة شعبها العظيم وتحيا مصر. شكرا جزيلا.
So now the speech of Mr. Michael Barrett.
Your Grace, members of the clergy, brothers and sisters in Christ, to my fellow federal parliamentarians, Ms. Forche and Aria, and members of the provincial legislature, it's a tremendous honor to be here today on behalf of the leader of the official opposition, Andrew Scheer. And so I'll share with you a brief message from Andrew. I'm honored to extend my greetings to all attending tonight's reception for Bishop Bolus at St. George and St. Anthony Coptic Church. Your church has been a place of worship for the Coptic community in Ottawa and beyond. The Coptic community in Canada plays a vital role in promoting Egyptian heritage as well as building the bridges between communities. Canada is proud to have a strong, vibrant, and thriving Coptic community all across our country. We're truly blessed to live in a country in which all faiths are respected and celebrated. This Coptic New Year, we will renew our commitment in promoting religious freedom and pluralism in Canada and around the world. It was heartbreaking to hear of the horrendous attacks on Coptic Christians south of Cairo last year. Unfortunately, These attacks and persecution of Copts continue to take place. Canada's Conservatives will continue to stand up for freedom of religion at home and abroad, and we will continue to be a strong voice for persecuted people around the world. This event provides the opportunity for Canadians of, it provides the opportunity for all Canadians to come together. And as we celebrate this evening, may we also reflect on the many blessings that we have and to celebrate the peace that flourishes here in our country. Again, it truly is an honor to join you, and on behalf of Canada's Conservatives and the Honorable Andrew Scheer, congratulations and thank you very much for inviting us to be here this evening.
Now the speech from Madame Mona Fortier.
Bonsoir tout le monde. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the warm welcome. I would like to start by acknowledging that we are currently standing on the territory of the Anishinaabe Algonquin people. Your Grace, Bishop Boulos, Ella Montaja, Ella Wem. I'm so pleased to be here with you today. I am Mona Fortier, the Member of Parliament for Ottawa-Vanier, and I would like to start by acknowledging His Excellency, the Ambassador Ahmed Abu Zaid, and his lovely wife, and thank him for joining us today. I also would like to recognize my colleagues, MP Michael Barrett, MP Chandra Arya, MPP John Fraser, MPP Marie-France Lalonde. And I also want to recognize the congregation who is here this evening. Bonsoir. Thank you for being here for this very important day for the community. While today is a celebratory day for Your Grace Bishop Boulos and the whole congregation here, I do want to acknowledge the discrimination against Coptic community in Egypt. This unfortunate reality highlights the importance of the freedoms that we so cherish in Canada. This is truly a historic moment for the Coptic Orthodox Church of Canada, and I'm very grateful to be part of it. Bishop Boulos, I am certain you will guide Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Canada with your wise spiritual leadership. I hear you studied in medicine, so it is clear you will bring a wealth of knowledge to this community. Your experience in Egypt and Switzerland will also bring a global perspective to our region. Bienvenue au Canada. Nous sommes ravis de vous accueillir. J'espère que vous allez aimer notre beau et grand pays et profiter des nombreux paysages à visiter. La force de notre communauté ici à Ottawa et partout au pays réside dans notre diversité. De l'est à l'ouest, du nord au sud, nos communautés sont un rassemblement de notre expérience commune et de notre patrimoine culturel unique. Il y a une place pour tout le monde. J'étais une résidente dans un appartement juste à l'arrière de cette église et j'ai toujours été impressionnée de la façon dont votre communauté se réunit avec enthousiasme et beaucoup de dynamisme. Il est merveilleux de voir tous ces si nombreuses et si nombreux ce soir, de tout âge et de toute génération. C'est la beauté de notre pays. Chacun peut s'engager auprès de leur communauté et les aider à prospérer. Our Canadian values of inclusion and acceptance make our country and our communities better, safer, and more prosperous. Looking after our neighbors, supporting our most vulnerable, and helping newcomers to Canada should never be a partisan issue. We can all help share our wealth with those that need it most. It is important that today's youth be able to engage with their cultural communities. They are active today, they are the future of our country, and they will ensure that our diversity stays strong for generations to come. They will help us build a better Canada every day. Et nous savons que le Canada a réussi culturellement, politiquement et économiquement en raison de notre diversité et non en dépit de celle-ci. Alors, je suis très fière d'être ici pour représenter la circonscription d'Ottawa-Vanier et de pouvoir vous saluer. Once again, welcome, Your Grace. Thank you again for giving me this opportunity to share this wonderful day with you. Merci. Thank you.
Now we have the speech of Mr. Chandra Arya.
I'm pleased to be here tonight at St. George and St. Anthony. I'm blessed to have the St. Mary's Coptic Orthodox Church in my riding of Nepean, and we have a very vibrant and active Coptic Christian community in the west of Ottawa. Thank you for allowing me the honor to celebrate with you tonight the arrival of His Grace Bishop Boulos, the first ever bishop for the Coptic Orthodox congregations of Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Canada. Welcome, Your Grace. Understand you have spent time in Geneva. I assure you, you will enjoy the winters here in Ottawa and in Montreal. And even more than the mountains of Switzerland, we are blessed with both snow and cold. Understand your welcome here has been warm. Canada has a rich tradition of welcoming newcomers. Over the years, Canada has welcomed thousands of Coptic Christians, where they now form a vital part of the multicultural fabric of our community. We Canadians celebrate diversity. We respect and promote religious freedom. We stand up against oppression, both at home and around the world. Soon, Copts around the world, including those here in Ottawa, will be celebrating the new year. It is also the time to recognize and celebrate the contributions of Coptic Canadians, their rich culture and heritage. You will also honor the memory of those who sacrificed everything and were oppressed for their religious beliefs over the centuries. Sadly, this kind of oppression continues. I recognize the violence and killings faced by the Coptic Christians in Egypt. And it is not just for Coptics, but for religious minority communities across the world. Canadians welcome oppressed people into our country with open arms, whether they are Christian, Muslim, or of other religious beliefs. Canadians did this because they are welcoming people. Canadians are warm, generous, and caring. They are also open and accepting. And so, I say to you, Your Grace, let us cherish our diversity, our openness, and our differences. These things unite us. They are our country's strength and pride. Once again, Your Grace, welcome. May your time here in Canada be a blessing. Thank you.
Now with the speech of Mr. John Fraser.
Good evening, bonsoir, ma sœur, Sayedna, Abunas, members, leaders of Ottawa's faith community, most, and my colleague Marie-France Lalonde, who's here with me from the provincial legislature, all my political colleagues, I won't list them all. I think we all know who's here. But most importantly, to the congregation of St. George and St. Anthony, thank you for inviting me to a very important milestone in your community, in your church, to share this with you. Thank you very much. So it's an honor to be here to celebrate the new Coptic Diocese of Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Canada, and to have you as Sayedna Boulos as its first bishop. I'd also like to take the opportunity to remember the persecution and discrimination that many Coptic Christians still face. And our Christian faith gives us hope. In John 15:20, it says, "Remember the word I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Sayyid Nabulus, welcome to Ottawa. It's a beautiful, wonderful place. It's a very special place in the world. The community that I represent in Ottawa South is the same as many communities in Ottawa. So families from 125 countries, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit, who speak 90 languages, and dozens of faiths, all live here. It's an incredible place. It doesn't happen very many places in the world. So we live together, we work together, our children play together and go to school together. And today, we celebrate with our brothers and sisters in the Coptic community this wonderful occasion of your enthronement as the Bishop of Ottawa, Montreal, and Eastern Ontario. And on behalf of my party, and most importantly, on behalf of my community, Alf Mabruk, and Axios Sayedna. Thank you.
Thank you for the speeches. Thank you, Your Excellency. Thank you all the Member of Parliament and the Member of Provincial Parliament. I also apologize for not thanking Mrs. Rahab, General Counsel from the Embassy of Egypt. Thank you for coming. And now the choir of the church will present a song from Psalm 59, Deliver Me from My Enemies.